All right, so picture this. You've got this dream, right? You want to swap out the daily grind for like the Spanish sun, trade in those traffic jams for some tapas, and you want to be the proud owner of a thriving business in Mallorca. We're
Nice.
talking about like launching your own piece of paradise.
Oh,
Maybe a charming little boutique hotel nestled in the hill.
yeah.
Or how about like a buzzing beach bar serving up cocktails with a view?
Sounds good to me.
So today we're going to do a deep dive into how to make that dream a reality.
Okay.
Using insights from LuxUr, they're basically the island's hospitality gurus.
You've picked a fascinating topic. What's really interesting about LuxUr is they don't sugarcoat things. They're upfront about both the amazing potential of the Mallorcan market and the hurdles you'll need to clear. They really drive home the point that passion for hospitality is just the starting point. To really succeed, you need a rock-solid plan and a deep understanding of how things work on the island.
So they're not talking about just like some vague ideas jotted down on a cocktail napkin, are they?
No, not at all. They actually emphasize the importance of a super detailed business plan, one that covers everything from your concept and target audience to financial projections and marketing strategies.
It's all about strategy, especially in a place like Mallorca where the competition is fierce.
It is.
LuxUr highlights that you need to be keenly aware of what's trending in the hospitality world and what visitors to Mallorca are specifically looking for.
Exactly.
So, are you catering to eco-conscious travelers? Are they adventure seekers? Are they families? Figuring out your niche and aligning your business plan with those desires is key.
Absolutely.
So, let's say we've got that killer business plan nailed down.
Okay, what's next? Next comes the less glamorous but equally important part, navigating the legal side of things. Think of it like laying the foundation of your dream house. You can't just start building without a solid understanding of the local building codes.
That makes a lot of sense. You wouldn't want the whole thing to come crumbling down because you missed a crucial step. So, what are some of the legal must-knows that LuxUr highlights?
First off, choosing the right legal structure for your business is crucial. This will have implications for everything from taxes to liability. And of course, there are specific tax regulations in Spain, including getting a tax identification number. But honestly, the sheer volume of regulations can feel overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
LuxUr strongly recommends seeking guidance from legal professionals who are well-versed in Mallorcan law.
I can imagine trying to decipher all that on your own would be a major
It
headache.
can be. It can be.
It seems like having that local expertise on your side could save you a lot of time and stress down the line.
Absolutely. It's an investment that can prevent costly mistakes and set you up for smoother sailing. And on that note, LuxUr also emphasizes the importance of securing all the necessary permits.
Permits. Tell me more about that. What kind of permits are we talking about here?
Well, it really depends on the specific type of business you're starting. For example, a restaurant will have different requirements than a hotel. But some common ones include opening licenses, environmental permits, health and safety certifications, and of course, permits related to food handling and alcohol sales. And believe me, there's a whole stack of paperwork involved.
So it's not just about having a great idea and a passion for hospitality, right?
Not just about that.
You need to be organized and detail-oriented to handle all the legal and administrative aspects of setting up shop in Mallorca.
That's where partnering with local experts can be so valuable. They can help you navigate the process efficiently and ensure you're dotting all the I's and crossing all the fits, so to
Yeah, I
speak.
like that.
It's like having a seasoned guide to lead you through the maze of regulations.
Speaking of crucial decisions, LuxUr also stresses the importance of location, right?
They absolutely hammer home the fact that location can make or break a hospitality business. Mallorca offers such a diverse landscape, from bustling coastal towns to tranquil mountain villages. Choosing the right spot is about more than just finding a pretty view, though.
I imagine it's also about finding a location that aligns with your specific business concept and target audience, right?
Exactly. Are you envisioning a luxurious adults-only retreat perched on a clifftop? Or maybe a family-friendly resort with direct beach access? The location needs to reflect the vibe and experience you're trying to create.
So finding the perfect spot is like piecing together a puzzle.
It is.
You need to consider not only the aesthetics, but also the practicalities. What else should we be thinking about when it comes to location?
Well, there are zoning laws to consider.
Yeah.
You can't just set up shop anywhere that strikes your fancy.
Right.
And then there's accessibility. Can guests easily find you and reach your location?
Mm-hmm.
Is there adequate parking or public transportation nearby?
Okay.
And of course, there's the all-important question of market appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Is there enough demand for your type of business in that specific area?
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
You could have the most beautiful hotel in the world.
You could.
But if it's located in a remote area with no access to amenities or a target market, it's unlikely to succeed.
Precisely. Location is a strategic decision that needs to be carefully considered.
Right.
And that brings us to another crucial aspect that Le Luxure highlights.
Okay.
Funding.
Okay.
Even the most brilliant business idea needs financial fuel to get off the ground.
Right. Because you can't exactly build a hospitality empire on good vibes alone.
You can't. No, you can't. You need that financial foundation to build your dream upon.
Right.
And Le Luxure suggests exploring a range of options, you know, beyond just traditional bank loans.
Yeah.
Okay. We talk about seeking out private investors who share your vision, or even looking into grants that are specifically geared towards tourism ventures in Mallorca.
I bet that having a solid financial strategy not only gives you the resources to get started,
yeah,
but also shows potential partners that you've really thought things through. It's mm-hmm. like saying, hey, I'm not just chasing a pipe dream here.
Exactly.
I've got a plan.
Right. It demonstrates that you're serious about building something sustainable.
Okay.
And while we're talking about building, let's shift gears for a moment.
Okay.
And talk about the team you'll need to bring your vision to life.
The dream team.
Yes.
That's such an important piece of the puzzle. I mean, what's a beautiful hotel without amazing people to run it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Le Luxure is really passionate about this aspect.
Yeah.
They emphasize that investing in your staff is just as important as investing in your location or marketing.
Right.
It's about creating a culture of excellence.
Okay.
Where everyone feels valued and empowered to provide exceptional service.
I'm curious, what are some specific ways they recommend doing that?
Well, they talk about the importance of thorough training programs.
Okay.
Not just for practical skills.
Right.
But also for understanding the nuances of Mallorcan hospitality.
Okay.
They even suggest seeking out staff who have a genuine passion for the island and its culture.
Mm.
So they can share that enthusiasm with guests.
That's a great idea. It's like turning your staff into ambassadors for Mallorca, not just employees.
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes the whole experience so much richer for everyone.
Precisely. And they even point out that a happy, engaged staff is more likely to go above and beyond for guests.
Right.
Which creates a positive feedback loop that benefits the entire business.
Makes sense.
Happy staff, happy guests, happy owner.
I like it.
A win-win-win.
So let's recap for a moment.
Okay.
We've got a solid business plan, a great location, a sound financial strategy, and an amazing team.
Right.
What's missing from this picture?
Getting the word out. In today's world, you absolutely cannot underestimate the power of a strong online presence.
That's where marketing comes in. And I bet that Le Luxure has some strong opinions on this, too.
They do. They stress that in a place like Mallorca.
Yeah.
Which attracts visitors from all over the globe.
Right.
You need to be strategic about how you reach your target audience.
Okay.
They advocate for going beyond just having a website. Mm-hmm. It's about creating engaging content.
Right.
Connecting with local tourism boards to tap into their networks.
Okay.
And really leveraging the power of social media to tell your story.
It's about creating a buzz, right? Getting people excited about what you're offering.
Exactly.
And showcasing the unique experience they can have at your establishment.
Exactly. It's about painting a picture that captures the essence of your brand.
Okay.
And resonates with your ideal customer.
Yeah.
Le Luxure suggests thinking about what sets you apart from the competition.
Mm-hmm.
What's your unique selling proposition?
Right.
Do you offer farm-to-table dining experiences, unforgettable excursions, personalized service?
It's about showcasing what makes you special. And Le Luxure points out that a robust digital strategy is key to reaching both local and international guests.
It is.
It's like building a bridge that connects your business to the wider world.
Now, tying all of this together, what's fascinating about Le Luxure's approach is their emphasis on the value of local expertise.
Right.
They acknowledge that launching a hospitality business in Mallorca with all its nuances and regulations
mm-hmm.
can feel overwhelming.
They're not sugarcoating the challenges, that's for sure.
They're not.
But they also seem to be saying that you don't have to go it alone.
Exactly. They really encourage partnering with experienced professionals who understand the Mallorcan business environment inside and out.
Okay.
They see it as an investment in your success, a way to ensure you're not just meeting, but exceeding local standards.
So they're advocating for building a network of support, a team of people who can guide you through the process and help you avoid costly mistakes.
Right. And they seem to believe that tapping into that expertise can make the journey smoother and ultimately more rewarding.
This whole conversation has really painted a vivid picture of what it takes to launch a hospitality business in Mallorca.
It has.
It's clearly a challenging endeavor, but also one filled with incredible potential.
It is.
What resonates most with you from everything we've discussed so far?
What strikes me is how Le Luxure emphasizes that it's not just about following a formula, you know?
Right.
They really encourage bringing your own unique vision and personality to the table.
That makes sense. Mallorca already has its share of generic hotels and restaurants.
Right.
To truly stand out, you need to offer something special, something that reflects your passion and connects with guests on a deeper level.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it.
That's a great way to put it. And Le Luxure suggests tapping into the wealth of inspiration that Mallorca offers.
Okay.
Imagine sourcing ingredients from local farmers markets.
Yeah.
Incorporating traditional Mallorcan design elements into your decor.
Mm-hmm.
Or partnering with local artisans to create unique experiences for your guests.
That's what I love about the idea of starting a business in a place like Mallorca.
Yeah.
It's not just about creating a business. It's about becoming part of a vibrant community and sharing the best of what the island has to offer.
Exactly. And I think that's what Le Luxure is getting at.
Yeah.
It's about creating a business that's not just successful, but also meaningful.
Right.
A business that contributes to the local economy, showcases the island's beauty, and creates unforgettable experiences for guests.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this topic, it seems like the key takeaway is this.
Yuri.
Launching a hospitality business in Mallorca is a challenging but incredibly rewarding journey.
It is.
It requires careful planning, a deep understanding of the market, a willingness to embrace the local culture, and a whole lot of heart.
And perhaps most importantly, it requires a clear vision of what you want to create and the determination to see it through. It's about more than just opening a business. It's about building something special. Something that leaves a positive mark on both the island and the people who visit it.
Well said. And for anyone listening who's feeling inspired to take the leap, remember what Le Luxure emphasizes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to seek out expert guidance.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with people who can support your vision and help you navigate the complexities of starting a business in a foreign country.
That's such great advice. And as we leave you today, we encourage you to keep dreaming, keep exploring, and maybe just maybe start planning your own adventure in the sun-drenched paradise of Mallorca.
Until next time.